we are back here on Out of the Woods. As mentioned, live music in the studio once again this week. Mr. Sean Taylor is up from Connecticut, and I'm going to bring him up here and see if he's actually here with us. Are you there, Sean?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, John.
So it was a bit of a treacherous day out there on the road.
That was beautiful. Spring is here.
Finally, yes. We had kind of a cold, rough week, though, didn't we?
Yeah, but coming out of it, it was all right today. I thought, anyway. I had a day off with my kids and my family hiking down in Connecticut. So, and then to drive up here is always a beautiful thing. So,
yeah, it's going to get better, I guess, as we go along. Tomorrow's going to be warmer, and should be a nice weekend, too, for Easter and all that good stuff. So, well, you got your guitar with you.
Certainly do.
Maybe we should do a little sound check, and you could play a song for us or something.
Sure, I'd love to.
All right.
This time of year, I find myself thinking about Georgia a lot, so maybe we'll borrow a song from Ray Charles to start the night.
This will warm things up.
I find just an old sweet was Georgia on my mind.
All right, Sean Taylor, live here in the studio on Out of the Woods. You recognize that old song. I like cover tunes.
Me too. Yeah. Good ones anyway.
Yeah, good ones, yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's always bad ones.
Yeah, there are.
Don't want to do the bad ones.
No.
Yeah, we heard, before you got here, we were listening to one of the pre-recorded shows, and there was a... instrumental cover version of Billie Jean from Michael Jackson.
And what was the instrumentation?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I think if I had to choose a version, I might go with that one, actually.
But. Yeah. Cool.
But, yeah, you have a show in the area tomorrow down in Milford.
I do.
New Hampshire, at Clark's Tavern.
That's right. I'll be there from 8:30 to 11:30. It's a very cool room, eclectic room, and get some good people to hang out there to listen to music and drink good beer and hang out, and it's a good place to go. So I'd love to see you there.
There you go. Head on over there. Should be a nice night to go out and do something. You know, you want to go out and let your hair down before all the family shows up on Sunday.
So. Well, that's the place to do it.
That's right. But, yeah, you're out of Connecticut, but you're not originally from there.
I grew up in Massachusetts.
Whereabouts?
Right outside of Worcester, Northborough, Mass.
Okay.
At about the junction of 495 and 290, just about.
Beautiful country.
Lots, yeah, it's
lots
it's
of
nice.
Highway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and you have a new CD out. Not new anymore. But,
it's still new. I'm calling it new. I'd like to keep it new for a little while.
Sure. And yeah, this one even features a cover tune. I was listening to it again today and checking out the Bob Dylan tune at the end there.
Well, tonight I'll be staying here with you.
Yeah.
It's actually one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs, and my wife and I have worn out the Nashville Skyline CD several times. Worn out or lost here and there and replaced, but it's one of our favorite all-time traveling CDs, and that's one of my favorite songs, so I couldn't but help but put it on there.
Yeah, that's a goodie. I think, is that the only cover tune on there?
There's, I do
oh,
a
right.
Sweet Home, Sweet Liberty, I call it.
Right.
It's a take on the traditional, with the same melody line and new lyrics.
Very cool. So you got another one you want to play for us?
Sure, you know, I'd like to play a brand new one, actually.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
What better than to play it on radio, right?
That's right, on my show.
This is a song, this is sad to say, the only song I wrote last year, but it is, I think, a good song. It's a song about being out of balance, and it's called Balance.
All right.
Balance. Please dance with me. Dance with me. 'Cause I can't find my rhythm. Please dance with me. Find the key, no got the words to break it down. Just sing with me. Breathe with me. 'Cause I can't find my center. Please breathe with me. Down by the river. And singing on to the sea, the fog of new mornings, we can breathe. Laugh with me. 'Cause I can't find my faith right now. Please. you smile with me. While down from the mountain falls boulder with a thunder like the river to the sea. Till it's worn to a pebble, soft as pebble on the beach.
Taylor, once again.
Thank you.
Out of the Woods.
That's a song called Balance.
I like that. That's,
thank you.
So have you played that one out yet?
I have, actually.
Oh, okay, darn.
Yeah.
Probably going to be the first time.
No, but I won't tell anybody.
So where did you get your start doing all this? Are you a guy that used to play in bands? Or?
I really only played in one band, and that was in my 20s when I first moved down to Connecticut. And I did that for a long while, and I started picking up solo gigs and doing that and doing some duo stuff, and I'm getting into the more folky stuff. And actually, when my wife got pregnant with our daughter, I was a cabinet maker, and I'd been a cabinet maker for about 6 years at that point. And the shop was slowing down a little bit, and we didn't want to put our daughter in daycare, and my wife was teaching, and started picking up gigs and kind of just made the transition and started playing music all the time. So
from
that point on, it's been almost 7 years now.
Cool. Oh, I actually need some new cabinets, so we can swing by the house. We're done here, if you like.
No problem.
Have you gotten involved in instrument building or anything like that?
No, not yet. I definitely have an interest, just haven't found the time yet.
That's something to do.
I have a friend of mine building me a cigar box guitar right now, actually.
Oh.
So I should have that in a couple of weeks, which I'm very much looking forward to. So I always wanted to have a homemade instrument that I could bring out and play for people, you know?
Very cool. Yeah, well, that was a great, for the only song you wrote last year, that was not too shabby. I like
that.
Thank
you.
That was
good.
Thank you.
Well, the wheels are spinning again, so there'll be more than one this year.
Good. Sean Taylor's here with us, live in the studio on Out of the Woods. He's got his guitar, he's got his harmonica. He actually has a cigar box over there on the floor, too.
I do, and that's where the guitar came out of. I had a pile of them at home.
Did you really?
My stepdad used to sell cigars, and so we have all these boxes laying around. And I'm sure there'll be more than one cigar box guitar coming. Got an electric one coming, and maybe an acoustic one, maybe like with a resonator style one coming down the road. A
couple mandolins, maybe.
A couple mandolins, you never know.
Yeah.
We'll mix it up. Maybe a gourd banjo or two.
Very cool. So you got another one you want to throw on us here? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Chat about something you got on your mind?
Let's see. Might as well play music since I got the guitar in hand.
All right, and I'll think of something stupid to say after we do this one. Sean Taylor's here live in the studio with us here on Out of the Woods. Strapping on the harmonica.
So maybe I'll play the title track off the CD, Home.
All right.
Which is a song about the changing nature of home.
Thank you. I go home? Will I drink a little too much beer? And every time that I go home, I remember why I ran away from there. And every time that I go home, I'm saying something that I probably shouldn't have said. And every time that I go home, I always end up right back here. But there's no place like home, except for sometimes when you're there. And there's no place like home. Now I wish I could go there. But every time I hit the road, it's every time that I go. Every time that I leave, no matter how far, no matter how long the road may go, there's no place like home. Except for sometimes when you're there, and there's no place like home. Now I wish I could go there, to lay down by the river, hear those trains roll by at night, sing the songs that we used to sing when you're still alive.
You.
Sean Taylor live here in the studio. Yeah, I definitely identify with that one too. Something about going back to, you know, something from your youth or something a little behind where you are now. That
it's never the same again, ever.
Never is.
At any given point in your life to the next, it's never the same sometimes. Sometimes it's further away than it was. Sometimes it's a little closer. So that's what that song's about.
Very good.
Thank you.
Sean Taylor, you're live in our studio on Out of the Woods. Tracy Delfino was totally singing your praises when this CD came out.
Oh, Tracy's great, yeah.
Isn't she great?
Yeah.
She is the woman, the chief cook and bottle washer over at Trespass Music.
Yeah, that's right.
Who does a lot of stuff for us radio folks. And she was saying something about a house that she used to live in or something like that.
Well, she grew up in Shelton, Connecticut, which is where I now reside. So we actually knew a couple of common people, and it's kind of funny how it's a small world. She lives on the Cape now, and
right.
And I'm down in Connecticut. I grew up in Massachusetts and was born in Ohio, so it's a small world. It all comes full circle.
She was saying she knows the house where you're living. So
yeah.
I like those small world stories.
Yeah, right.
It kind of ties in with that whole home thing now, doesn't it? My goodness.
Yeah.
It's funny how that works.
Yep.
But yeah, great stuff. You got your... nice Taylor guitar there. You got all the pickups and everything in that, huh?
Thank you. Yeah. I've actually gutted this thing twice, the electronics, and it's my one complaint, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the guitar is beautiful. It plays great.
It does sound wonderful.
It sounds good. And this one actually has a distinction. It's got Jose Feliciano's signature on the back. Funny story that goes with that is there's a place that I play regularly down in Connecticut. It's called Smokin' with Chris, and it's a barbecue joint and a music bistro. And the owners are really into music. The owner, Chris Conlin, is a retired firefighter. And when he retired from firefighting, he loved barbecue cooking, so he pursued that. But he also ended up being a road guy for Jose Feliciano for about 3 or 4 years. So he got to know Jose pretty well. And Jose lives in Connecticut and stops into the restaurant every once in a while. So I've played there for... I don't know, for almost 4 years now, I think. And I always knew this and always, you know, hoped that he'd walk in through the door. So when does he walk in? But last St. Patrick's Day, not this past one, but the one before, a year ago, he walks in on St. Patrick's Day after we finish our first set. And I play all Irish music twice a year. So we played all our good stuff in the first set. You know, we played an hour and a half. Took a break, went and grabbed a Guinness, and lo and behold, come back in, he's sitting at the table right in front of us. And I'm thinking, my God, how am I going to get up and play in front of him? Now I got to play an hour and a half more of Irish music when I'm playing all my rusty stuff, right? But we get up there and we play, and he's the nicest guy. He's clapping after every song. We threw in the original songs, and he loved them. And finally, he put on his sunglasses, and he was ready to play. And the owner says, could you give him a guitar? I said, here, take this one, you know? And so he got up there and cracked jokes for about 20 minutes. And then he played a half dozen songs on here, and of course I had to have him sign it at the end of the night.
That's funny. I see you have a big sheet of plastic taped around it so you don't mess it up.
A sandwich bag, that's right. A
sandwich bag.
I didn't know what else to do. I was told if I lacquer over it, it'll pull up the signature, so.
There you go. You could get a big piece of plexiglass and...
I would break that inevitably.
get it mounted on there. As a cabinet maker, I'm sure you could do that.
Yeah, all my cabinet maker friends just said, put a sandwich bag on it. So there it is.
Very cool. Well, Sean Taylor's here with us spinning some tales and some tunes. And I think he's going to play another one for you.
Sure. You know, I always love coming up to New Hampshire because it's a lot more open than where I live. And I feel like I can breathe, get on the road up here, and it's just great. Or get off the road up here. And it's really great. And I have a strong connection with New Hampshire because we always used to come here when I was a kid to vacation. And I always had a fascination with the Appalachian Trail and whatnot, going to Mount Washington and seeing, thinking, how do people do that? So when I was 20 years old, I took off down south and went to Georgia and walked back home via the Appalachian Trail and turned 21 at about halfway. So, but my favorite part of the Appalachian Trail altogether was Mount Katahdin and the White Mountains of New Hampshire, of course. So any excuse to come up here is a good excuse for me.
But so you saw those bumper stickers on the cars then.
Yeah.
Knew it was a place to drive up.
Yeah, so I had to get one that said, you know, these boots have walked up it.
There you go.
That was the goal. But anyway, long story short, I spent 6 months out there, and it was one of the best times of my life, and got some songs out of it. And actually, the year after I did that, I did the Long Trail in Vermont with my now wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. And that was our first experience living together, was living in a little backpacking tent about the size of a guitar case, you know, and walking the Long Trail. And most people do it in 3 weeks. We spent 6 weeks. And out of those six, it rained probably five. So we got to call it the Long Swamp. But long story short, I got songs out of it. And this is one of those songs. It's a song called Granite Highs and Muddy Lows.
All right.
And the song's not quite as long as the story, but...
Mm-hmm.
of a baby, it's almost morning. Grab a cup of coffee, already packed the truck, everything I could think. We just might be needing space to breathe in, life to believe in, tending the dog and the little money we've been saving. We'll drag our toes out in the sand, make ourselves for days on end. We'll climb so high that we leave the land anytime, anywhere. Doesn't really matter. It's the heart of the matter. It's the love and the laughter. The fear that we're after. That's the dark glasses and we'll toast our dreams. Here's to running highs and muddy lows. That's just the way the story goes. High in the sky or down below, I'll be with you all the way. Look up, it's all blue skies ahead. Feet are wet but the flame still burns. Tidal waves turn back to land. Doors may slam, mirrors break. Names not worth repeating. The lies in the leaving, the self-deceiving. Let's lift our glasses and we'll toast our dreams. Here's to running highs and muddy lows. That's just the way the story goes. High in the sky or down below, I'll be with you. Drop your heavy thoughts into the well. Let's take a walk. We got nothing but time to kill. Wide open space for empty thought. Anytime, anywhere. Doesn't really matter. It's the heart of the matter. The love and the laughter. The fear that we're after. Let's start glasses and we'll toast our dreams. Here's to running highs and muddy lows. That's just the way the story goes. High in the sky or down below, I'll be with you all the way. I'll be with you all the way. I'll be with you all the way. I'll be with you all the way.
All right, Sean Taylor, live here in our studio on Out of the Woods. A perfect song to play in New Hampshire during mud season.
That's right.
Thought I wouldn't clue into that, did you? Here in the Granite State, and yes, the riverbanks are overflowing. We had a big flood this week after all that rain, and so mud season's still kicking.
Oh, yeah.
Around here.
I was down hiking with my family earlier today down in Connecticut in Falls Village, which is the Housatonic River, which starts up here. And it was very, very swollen.
Yeah, my son's going to school up in Plymouth, New Hampshire. And the Pemigewasset was covering the road. You couldn't get to the school from the highway. You had to go up to the next exit and double back just to get into town.
Oh, wow.
The other day.
Wow.
But yeah, the rivers are roaring, that's for sure.
They are.
Well, you have a website out there that's not as easy to find as you might think because you have such a common name, right? It's Sean Taylor Tunes.
It's SeanTaylorTunes.com, and that's, the year that the Redskin player was killed, Sean Taylor, even though he spells it S-E-A-N. For whatever reason, there's a million articles out there, and it kind of pushes me down a little bit, but that's all right. I like to fly under the radar a little bit.
Well, you could come up with a new name like Cat Stevens did or something.
Maybe Cat Stevens. That's got a ring to it.
Hey, and no one's using that right now.
Yeah, right.
Perfect. It'll work on your English accent, though.
Yeah.
A little bit. Get a little peace train going. Sean Taylor is here live in the studio with us on Out of the Woods. And you have We'll mention once again you have that show in Milford tomorrow night for folks who are listening live here in New Hampshire. This is Thursday night, the 17th of April. That is the 18th of April. All you folks listening after the fact, do not get confused. But what else do you have coming up as far as dates in the New England area?
Well, the following night I'll actually be in Somerville, Mass. At the Arts at the Armory at a CD release party for Amy Herrera and her new CD, Good Night Nobody. So I'll be doing an original set down there, and then I'll be headed back to Connecticut and doing a bunch of stuff down there. And over the summer, I'll be headed down to Atlanta, Nashville, Arlington, Virginia, Louisville, Kentucky, and then back to New England and all over Connecticut. You can find me a lot up in Massachusetts, and I'm up here every few months. So
very cool. And all those dates, I assume, are on your website.
That's right.
As well. So.
Sean Taylor Tunes, SHAWNTAYLOR, Tunes, TUNES.com.
There you go. Don't forget that. Now, this is your second CD, right?
Third, actually.
Third yep. CD, okay. I noticed you had one other one on your website. But
Wandering Roots, which I'll leave you with today before I go.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, there you go. That'd be very nice. Check that one out. Yeah, this was my first exposure to you here.
Yeah, that's my newest, and of course I think the best, I hope. It's twice as good as the one before it and half as good as the next.
You hope that's how it works
out. You hope,
right?
Anyway, theoretically.
It's like growing up, you always had those the great album from some new band that you were listening to, and the second album is never quite as good.
Yeah, that's
unless you're like Led Zeppelin or something.
Well, I figured if you set the bar low with the first one, you do pretty well.
It's like they put all their good ones on the first thing, and then they had to come fight the agents and push the deadlines and come up with something good.
Carbon copies of the first album that aren't as good.
That's right. All right. Sean Taylor, you got another one you want to play for us?
Can we spin one off the disc? Maybe
sure,
I'll
we
grab
could.
A glass of water. And then.
Yeah, that'd be very cool, and we can chat for a minute. Hopefully we won't say anything everyone else wants to hear. We'll try and say it all again when we come back. What do we want to hear off the disc?
Well, we were talking about that Bob Dylan song.
Oh,
at the
sure,
end,
yeah, that's got a nice production to it.
And introduce the band, the Wandering Roots.
Yeah, that'd be great. And this is off the CD Home. And who is on here with you on that track?
On here on Electric Telecaster is my friend Jim McKeeman. We got the sound engineer is on bass, Paul Opalak, who's an incredible, multi-talented person. He's a left-handed guitar player that can play a right-handed guitar, left-handed or right-handed, and pick up any instrument and pick up a melody in a second and put stuff together. So he's responsible largely for the great sound on the album. And who else is on that track? I got Nick Longo on drums, really good drummer out of Connecticut, blues drummer. And I believe that's it for that track. Or no, I have a backing vocal with Leanne Lovelace, who's really great vocalist, blues, jazz, rock vocalist from Connecticut.
All right, very cool. I'm going to play it for you now. Sean Taylor from the CD Home. Here is tonight, I'll be staying here with you on Out of the Woods.
Suitcase out there too. Throw my troubles out the door. I don't need them anymore. So tonight I'll be staying here with you. Should have left this town this morning. Was more than I could do. Cause your love comes on so strong, and I've waited all day long. But tonight I'll be staying here with you. Is it really any wonder? Love. That a stranger might receive. cast your spell and I went under. I find it so difficult to leave. I can hear that whistle blowing. See that station master too. There's a poor boy on the street. I let him have my seat. 'Cause tonight I'll be staying here with you. Out there too. All my troubles out the door. I don't need them anymore. 'Cause tonight I'll be staying here with you. There's a poor boy on the street. I let him have my seat. 'Cause tonight I'll be staying here with you. Troubles out the door. I don't need them anymore. 'Cause tonight I'll be staying here with you. For tonight I'll be staying here with you. For tonight I'll be staying here with you. For tonight I'll be staying here with you.